breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Tuesday, so we take a look at technology, and it is an ever-changing landscape given the shape of the world today and what we're dealing with. Technology is also the forte of one Ari Zoldan, who joins us to discuss all this, of Quantum Media Group. And Ari, today in the Post, there's a huge story about Elon Musk and a plan that earned him an additional $3 billion. Now, I'm sure people are just sitting around all day long, Ari Zoldan, going, well, gee, how can Elon Musk earn $3 billion more dollars? I'd sure like to see. But whatever he did, it seemed to work. What was the secret sauce here?
Yeah. So, I love the fact. I mean, let him make as much money as he'd like to, as long as the shareholders are making money as well. You know, there's a lot of pushback there saying, hey, you know, how can somebody like this make up to 50? I mean, he's going to, the upside of this is about $50 billion for him when all said and done. But what I love about it is that he does, and a lot of people don't know, is that he doesn't make a dollar's salary. So his work is completely tied based on performance. And I love that. You know, let him make as much money as he can. The stock will go up. His products are just increasingly getting better. And if it means that, you know, him making $100 billion, then great. I think the shareholders are extremely, extremely happy about this. And it's really, he's proving himself, so let him get compensated.
So give us the details here. What did he do to make the extra $3 billion? What was the news here?
Sure. So his compensation is performance-based. So every single milestone that he hits, there's more options and more stock gets kicked into his portfolio. So as long as he meets those expectations, and it could be the amount of cars that are sold in a specific geographic region, it could be an R&D performance, whatever it is, he matches those or he beats those expectations. He's just got more money coming to him, and ultimately it comes down to, it's also waters down to the shareholders, who are, you know, people that own Tesla over the past couple of years are just so happy with it.
Right. So what the stockholders have basically said is, if you get Tesla to a market cap of $650 billion, we're going to let you keep $50 billion of that.
Exactly. And there's not that many people pushing back, because he's been, you know, everything he's been saying for the most part has been on point. And,
yeah.
And at the end of the day, he's producing. There's a lot of CEOs out there that are getting paid, you know, this enormous amount of base salary with stock options and golden parachutes. But he said no. He's like, I'm not taking any salary. My work is going to be strictly based on performance. So
yeah.
So kudos to him, and he should be making as much
money.
Yeah,
I mean, actually, that would be a great way to restructure all of private business, if people said, judge me based on performance alone. But you'd have a lot of people that would then have to actually work. So then that would be the downside.
Work in America. Work in America is great. Crazy, crazy thought, Kevin. But, you know, the tech community has been doing this for some time. You know, the Facebook and the Googles of the world have all really been working. They made all their money on stock and based on performance as well. It just turns out that Tesla is making an enormous amount of money.
So what is going on with this Ant Group? Now, I'm not familiar with what Ant Group is, but they are also, they've got an IPO that evidently went well.
Yeah, so this is Jack Ma's darling. He's got the e-commerce side of his business, the owner of Alibaba. He's got the e-commerce side of his business, and he also has the financial arm of the business. And they're doing an IPO. I believe to date it's going to be the largest IPO of history. They're going to be doing a $34 billion IPO. I mean, these numbers are just, they're completely eye-popping. His portfolio, in terms of being one of the richest men in the world, not to say it happened overnight, but being in the tech sector, things could happen very, very quickly. He was at the right time, at the right place. He was a visionary. He brought e-commerce into China, and they're rolling out this IPO. It's going to make him a lot richer than he is right now. So also an entrepreneur, a real entrepreneur. And I think a lot of Americans also, you know, look up to him. Of course, they look up to the Elon Musk of the world, but looking on the international landscape, somebody like Jack Ma also, I think, is somebody to look up to as well.
Yeah, although I think a lot of people, like, they look at Alibaba with a little bit of a cross-eyed stare of suspicion because of all the things that you put on, you know, you open an Etsy shop or eBay, and then, like, a week later, Alibaba's got the exact same product somehow on sale on their site, too. I've heard a lot of stories about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that, and I've seen it in my past business as well. Unfortunately, there is a lot of copy and paste that's going on in the country. But I know at the same time, I think the tech community in China is dealing with the problem. It's not.
Well, that's encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's this story about the Trump campaign took over the YouTube homepage for a full day? What happened there?
So the digital people up at 1600 Pennsylvania, they were thinking of a strategy how to get as many eyeballs on the website on some of the digital properties. And they saw YouTube, which I thought was pretty smart. They ran it for 24 hours. So all the people that were on YouTube, involved with YouTube, integrated with YouTube, all got to see President Trump's face. So I think it was a very, very smart move. And obviously a week before the election, this is kind of the final push. And I think you're going to also see in the next couple of days, you're going to see some really, really interesting digital strategies that we haven't seen before, just because everyone is trying. I mean, this is it. This is
right.
The final mile. So,
well, and I was going to ask, you know, in old kind of retail politics, you know, the push, the final push in person, you're seeing it. The president's barnstorming all these states. Biden's, you know, coming out trying to do an appearance here or there, whatever. But I was wondering, in the digital space, do they have a similar, like, escalation? Do you see a flurry of this stuff all coming down on the YouTubes and so forth? And cost effectiveness, is it cheaper for them?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, the amount of money that they've been budgeting for digital campaigns is mind-blowing. And then eventually in the next 20, 30 years, I would imagine it's going to be, you know, all of this marketing money is all going to be spent digitally. But obviously, as it gets closer and closer, they anticipated that they're going to need more of a budget. So they
right.
plan for that. And it's going to be interesting. The next couple of days, you're going to see some really, really interesting, whether it's digital commercials, whether it's outbound campaigns. There'll be very, very clever things happening in the next couple of days to try to...
Interesting to watch. Ari, we always appreciate the insight. Thanks for the stories today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.